frustrating bureaucracy known to many rural municipalities across Yorkton, Melville who have tried to replace a washed out bridge or culvert is being eliminated. The Navigational Waters Protection Act is one of Canada's oldest pieces of legislation and was originally designed to protect navigation and commercial shipping on Canada's waterways. Over time, the application of the Act changed to include all bodies of water capable of being navigated by any type of floating vessel for recreation or commercial transportation. That meant even little creeks that fill only in the spring fell under the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Transport and under the Act. The issue has been a source of annoyance for many years and has really come to force with recent flooding throughout our area. Repairs to washed-out roads and bridges have been delayed because of this bureaucratic black hole, resulting in needless lost time and money and waste of tax dollars. Even cottage owners wanting to build a dock on many of our lakes were required to seek federal approval. The proposed changes to the Act include a name change from Navigational Waters Protection Act to Navigation Protection Act, and will refocus resources on Canada's most used waterways to ensure infrastructure does not affect navigation. The changes build on amendments to the Act made in 2009, allowing for pre-approval on minor work. The Navigation Protection Act is legislation related to navigation. From an environmental perspective, our waters will continue to be protected through the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act 2012, the Canadian Environmental Protection Act, the Species at Risk Act, and the Fisheries Act. The proposed changes fall in line with our government's commitment to returning to balanced budgets, streamlining the regulatory process, eliminating red tape, and encouraging long-term economic growth and job creation. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.